You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Reliance Jio emerged as the top spectrum buyer in the 5G auctions, which concluded on Monday after dragging for 7 days. Spending rupees 88,078 crore, Jio acquired 24,740 megahertz spectrum across bands. The telco's total spectrum holding is now higher than rivals Bharti Airtel and Vodafone India. The government mopped up a little over rupees 1.50 trillion in the auctions. Of the total 72 GHz spectrum put up for auction, 51 GHz was sold, which means 29% remain unsold. This is far better compared with the past two auctions when more than 60% spectrum remained unsold. This shows that the overall reduction of reserve price by about 39% by the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India yielded positive results. Barring the 1800 MHz band for which Jio and Bharti engaged in fierce bidding and which dragged the auction for 7 days, spectrum in all bands were sold at the reserve price. Meanwhile, the goods and service tax collections came in at rupees 1.49 trillion in July, up 28% on year thanks to resurgent economic activities, improved compliance, high inflation and a broadening of the tax base. The collections crossed the rupees 1.4 trillion mark for the fifth straight month. The July mop-up was also the second highest in any month. The monthly average mop-up in the April-July period was an impressive rupees 1.5 trillion, up 35% on year. If this pace is sustained through March 2023, gross GST receipts in the current financial year, including compensation cess proceeds, may exceed the estimate by a neat rupees 3 trillion, allowing the centre to appropriate an additional rupees 80,000 crore after devolution to the states. In another development, with four companies in its kitty, food tech major Zomato is looking to have a multiple CEO structure for these businesses and may name the larger organization Eternal for internal purposes. Zomato has been investing in acquiring several companies. Apart from the near $570 million Blinkit acquisition, Zomato has made at least six minority investments worth around $200 million in the last 1 year, including $75 million in ShipRocket, $50 million each in MagicPin and CureFit. Moving on, after 9 consecutive months of outflows, the net flows from foreign portfolio investors into Indian equities turned net positive in July. India's equity market, just like others around the world, seems to be benefiting from a host of bad news emanating from the US, whose GDP contracted for a second successive quarter, entering a technical recession in the process. Market pundits are now hoping that a weak US economy would slow the pace of monetary tightening by the US Federal Reserve and probably lead to a pause in rate hikes by October. The reading is that a recession will bring down commodity prices and inflation, obviating the need to jack up rates further. Whenever interest rates go up in the US, the emerging markets look like a riskier bet, leading to outflows. The reverse is true as well. Now some news from Ministry of Power. With coal stocks at thermal power stations at a comfortable level, the Power Ministry is likely to relax the directive to GenCos to step up coal imports. However, the stipulation that 10% of coal should be sourced via imports will remain unchanged. A Power Ministry official told FE that blending is a technical requirement related to the boiler design and it has nothing to do with the stock position. The country's thermal power plants have been blending 10% imported coal with the total domestic coal required for years, he said. Cutting down on imports for blending would mean feeding the power plants with more domestic coal, and the stock situation may not permit it, the official added. In another development, manufacturing activities scaled an 8-month peak in July as new order intakes rose substantially, recovering the growth momentum lost in June amid improving demand. The seasonally adjusted S&P Global India Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index jumped to 56.4 in July from 53.9 in the previous month. With this, the index has remained in the expansionary zone for the 13th straight month. The latest PMI print indicates a broad basing of the economic pickup despite the global headwinds. Lastly, Sensex and Nifty extended their rally on Monday as headline indices and broader markets zoomed higher. S&P BSE Sensex jumped 545 points or 0.95% to end at 58,115, while the NSE Nifty 50 index settled at 17,340, up 1.06%. However, volatility was also seen surging as the India VIX crossed 17 levels. Entering Tuesday's trade, SGX Nifty was down in the red, suggesting a reversal could be on the cards after the sharp up move in recent days. Global cues were weak after Wall Street slumped and Asian stock markets mirrored the fall. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.